You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
This is episode 787 of the Dressage Radio Show on the Horse Radio Network, brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. The Dressage Radio Show is the official podcast of the United States Dressage Federation. On today's show, we dive into the California dressage scene. We chat with Ashlyn DeGroot Dodge about being selected for the Ulf and Ava Mueller Young Horse Symposium and riding her amazing horse Odessa, sharing her experience and key takeaways. Next, Mackenzie Milburn talks about her experiences at the symposium and the 2026 USEF Dressage Training Series West Coast in Del Mar, California, giving insight into high-level competition and training. Finally, we hear from high-performance rider Rebecca Rigdon on organizing, riding, and everything involved in the Young Horse Symposium, offering behind-the-scenes look at being a superwoman.
Welcome to the Dressage Radio Show.
This is Reese Koffler-Stanfield in Wellington, Florida.
And this is Megan McIsaac in Marietta, California. Hey, Reese!
Hi! And we're listening to the Dressage Radio Show. Hi, Megan! How are you?
Oh, man. It's a Monday, Reese.
It's a Monday. It is Monday. And you and I have been busy. Tell me. We're doing California today. I love it. But I want to hear, what's going on in California? It's been busy.
Just go, go, go. But it's been amazing. Today's been rough because I missed my alarm.
Oh, that's the worst.
So I apologize to anyone who's listening. It's been like rush, rush, rush. But last week I was able to go to the Dr. Ulf and Ava symposium, and it was amazing. They're absolutely amazing. I really enjoyed watching both of them teach. They taught every other rider at the symposium, super horses, all from 4 year old all the way up to, I believe, 9 years old. Wow. And it was at Show Park, which is in Del Mar, and it's a very busy arena. And it was great to meet new people and just soak in all the knowledge.
I love it. I love it. That is so cool. I mean, it looked amazing, and we're kind of talking today with the riders and Rebecca Rigdon, who organized it. So I think it's going to be fun. And I mean, there were several USEF clinics, dressage clinics there. I mean, you've been cooking out there.
Yeah. Yeah. There is a scene out here, you guys, and really great horses, great people. And now next up are, actually, this weekend, there's a horse show. I'm not going to the horse show. I hope to go. It's a CDI, I think a 3-star. And then there's Galloway. And then there's another 3-star back at Show Park. So I'm looking forward to going and seeing some of the top riders on the West Coast. It should be really, really fun. And Reese, you've been busy too.
Woo! We've been cooking here. Things are full steam ahead, but it was a big week last week because Isabel Verrett was here. And nobody. It was great. It was wonderful. I mean, I have been lucky enough to see Isabel ride in person several times, actually. But every time you see her, it's incredible. And she was supposed to bring Qantas, but as we know, horses are horses. But she grabbed another one. His name is Special Blend. He was a younger one. But to see Isabel and to study how she rides the Grand Prix, Megan, it's unbelievable. There's not a foot out of place. Like it's amazing. And so that was so cool to see and just watch her ride. And it was incredible.
Well, and what I heard, I haven't seen video. It was the Grand Prix, the first class.
Yep.
She dropped the reins in the halt, which we've all done, and then proceeded on. And then wasn't it in the extended trot?
Yeah, he lost the shoe.
Yeah, he lost the shoe. And like still won.
So won.
CDI. Like that blows me away.
Incredible. Incredible. And I will say, Brittany Frazier gave her a run for her money on Friday Night Lights.
Oh,
it was Brittany went for it and did an amazing freestyle to Britney Spears. It was awesome. And I mean, I will say Britney really, she went for it and it was cool to watch. But yeah, so then it was Friday Night Lights and it was sponsored by Zen Elite and they did a stallion show with all of their stallions, which was cool. And then there was a concert.
Can I interrupt you? Which one was your favorite? Which one would you agree to? Out of all the stallions. I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh, it was pretty easy for me. Vitalis.
Okay.
I think is his name. It was unbelievable. Like it's a new one. Adrian's shown him I2, I think. I had to check it, but unbelievable. Like, and 1 million was also quite nice, but the other one was incredible. So that was fun. And then you had the Friday Night Lights. And then there was a concert from the country band Lady A.
Ooh.
Yeah, really? at the end. Yeah. So that was fun. Yeah. Woo. They did like an acoustic like concert after the show. So that was incredible. And then the next night, Helga Strand and they hosted a 2-hour symposium. Isabel rode 3, and then there were I think 3 other lessons given by Andreas Helga Strand. I mean, it was, and it showed some training. Sometimes those don't show training. And Isabel, like, she'd ridden the horses all week or so. So she knew them a little bit. But yeah, it was incredible. It was incredible. You're like, how do you do that? How do you get on a horse, ride it probably 5 times, and then ride in front of 1,200 people? Just
boom. There you go. That's why she's the goat.
She's the goat. And so to watch her ride it's just, if you ever get a chance to see her in person, and really study her because she's incredible. And you're like, how does she do that? Someone's like, how'd she do that? I was like, if I knew how she did it, I'd be the goat. So,
good point.
You know, like, I don't know. She was amazing. So that was really, really fun to see that. And it was a great week. Tons of people were in town. So it was really busy and it was good. So it was a fun, fun, fun week. So really glad we could do it.
Yay.
Yeah. So yeah. So it is also this week's the Palm Beach Derby here. So I know it doesn't slow down. I mean, it's like, hold on, kids. We're like deep in it, which is great. And, you know, again, Wellington is so cool because all this was free. The Helga Strand event was free. You know, Friday Night Lights, there was a charge actually for the one on that one with the concert. But really, Friday is usually free. The Grand Prix is always free. You can go, and now they have nice, they covered the stands. So you're not like in the blazing sun, which is amazing. So it's pretty cool. It's really fun. So
that's wonderful. What opportunities.
So cool. So I know. So lots of good stuff. My horses are you know, fit and going, knock on wood. We're going to knock on everything right there. And so, you know, it's been fun. I'm taking also training now and the horses are, you know, finally like feeling fit enough to like really train. And
yeah.
So that's awesome. So we're coming into our last month here in March. And I know it's crazy. Sad. It goes so fast. I know it goes so fast.
I'm like, we're just getting rolling. It's so fun. I'm like,
I know. And then we got to pack up and you and I will be packing up, but we are going, we're going to say it. We're going to be in Fort Worth for the World Cup. We're really excited. So if anybody's coming, we'll do a meetup. I'm only going to be there for the Grand Prix day because shout out to Equine Affair. I'm heading to Equine Affair. So I meet Megan in Dallas and then in Fort Worth for the World Cup. Then I fly home to present at Equine Affair. So I hope actually to be seeing a lot of listeners. You guys are going to have to reach out to us and come visit us. We would really like that.
Yes, please. I am so excited about the World Cup. I cannot wait.
I know. It's Megan's first time as a journalist, so it's going to be really fun. So we're looking forward to it. So, well, Megan, that's all the cool stuff we have going on, but we have a great show. So I think we're going to get this party started. We're going to have a quick break from the Kentucky Performance Products and all their great products.
Are runny poop and dirty butt challenges for your horse? Does diarrhea have you both down? Does he struggle with bouts of colic or other digestive tract issues? Or his digestive distress due to lifestyle changes or travel or illness, injury, or antibiotic use? Probiotic Wise is your supplement of choice when a balanced hindgut is your goal. Available in powder or paste, ProbioticWise is a concentrated source of both prebiotics and probiotics that capture and sweep out pathogenic bacteria, support healing and maintain healthy gut tissue, and sustain a robust microbiome. To see if ProbioticWise, available through veterinarians, is right for your horse, speak with your vet, visit kppusa.com, or call 859-873-2974.
Well, tonight we are so excited on our California show to have Ashlyn DeGroot on the line. She is the trainer at DG Bar Ranch, a USDF medalist, and she rode Odessa in the Ulf and Ava Mueller Young Horse Symposium. Ashlyn, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, we're thrilled to have you today. So, Ashlyn, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm actually Ashlyn Dodge. You said DeGroot, which is my maiden name. And probably what I'm typically more well known for at this time.
Sometimes. Well, congratulations on getting married. That's so amazing.
Thank you. But yeah, so I'm the granddaughter of Tony and Betty DeGroot, who started DG Bar Ranch. It's been a family owned and run business. So I was kind of just born into it, which I'm very honored and lucky and blessed, all those things, you know, to be a part of it and to be kind of born into it. Maybe you could call me a little spoiled because I've always had super nice horses to ride.
That's okay. That was a lot of work to get there, girl.
But exactly. There's still a lot of work in it all, no matter where you start in it. So, I've been riding since I was 8 or so. I think I started in vaulting. My cousins do vaulting, and that's what my daughter does now too, is that if you like horses, wow, you start in vaulting. So
I love that. Is so cool.
Yeah. So they just live right across the street kind of. So,
I love that.
It's a good, thing for them to have. Yeah.
You rode in the Ulf and Ava Mueller Symposium. And
yeah,
could you tell us who you rode? It was Odessa, and tell us about her. And I love the story of how, you know, the mother line you've ridden. I'll let you tell the story. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I rode Odessa. She's a 7-year-old mare by Koning DG, times Pharaoh, and then Contango behind that. Koning is Bordeaux Jazz, and we also bred him, and I actually ride him as well. So it's really cool to see some very, a lot of similarities between him and her, and actually, like, whenever I get to ride him before her, or even vice versa, they always help me with each other, which is nice because, yeah, they have a lot of similar things that they do. I also rode a lot of the mares, or a lot of the horses in the mother line. One of the first horses I was able to kind of bring to Grand Prix, obviously with a lot of help from Willie, my trainer, Willie Arts. She's a part of that mother line as well. So that's kind of cool to be able to, know them and the blood and, their characteristics, and obviously very good, working horses. So, yeah.
And what was it like to ride in the symposium?
Oh, well, I mean, pinch me, right? Like, two amazing riders on the ground, you know, helping you. They were so encouraging, and they loved that forward, you know, go to the bit feeling. And I was really excited that they were very appreciative of Odessa's connection. They were very much about connection, and that's all you can teach in a young horse, to develop that connection. And if they have that connection, everything else comes super easy. All the movements and all that is always secondhand. That if you don't have connection, you don't have collection, you don't have anything, right? So they praised her connection a lot, which was really exciting for me, as I've ridden her since I was the first one on her. I've ridden her since we started her a little bit later. We started her as like a beginning year of her 4-year-old year.
But she was so straightforward that like she never lost any time in that sense. We showed her as a 4-year-old that year. It doesn't matter. I think maybe we showed her as a 5-year-old. I don't exactly remember.
Yesterday blends in my mind. I don't even know what I did
exactly.
Yesterday,
so, you know, yeah, couple years ago. I don't know. But yeah, no, they were very, they praised her a lot for, her foundation and her basics. So that's just made me feel super good and really excited that, you know, I've been able to teach her all of that, obviously, along with all of Willie's help and training as well. He developed me into the rider that I am too. So that's super exciting. But yeah.
Well, I just want to thank you for being so approachable. And I just love watching you in the clinic when you came in. Your mare is very slender and elegant. And usually I love the big stallions that are big and bold. And just watching you develop, I was only able to watch on Tuesday, the connection and relationship you have with the mare was just so amazing to watch you develop her in 45 minutes. Can you tell us maybe the main takeaway for you that you really enjoyed from the symposium?
Yeah, for sure. They kind of had, and this is what I've always learned from Willie as well. They had a very similar approach to every horse, but each horse has their own little things that maybe one needs to go a little slower. One needs to go a little more forward. One needs their neck a little bit longer. One can handle a little bit, you know, more collection at the time or whatever. But they had a very same basic concept for each of them, which is nice to see because even though you have so many different horses, if you have your own technique and your own something consistent that you can always fall back on, you can apply it to every horse. And you maybe have to adjust it a little bit, but it's all that same technique. So I really liked just watching everybody ride and that in each horse, Ava was really helpful in that and where she was just like, this is how I warm up my horses every day. You know, it's always consistent. And then once you have this, then I go on to the next thing. And then, you know, it's a very step-by-step basic program. And I think that's super important in the young horses. They need to, especially when they learn new things, always have the basics to fall back on as they're developing. One thing about Odessa that I always have loved with training her is that she is one of those horses that the more you're on her, the more she's like, okay, how much do you want me to give you? And I just love that about her. It's not like, oh, I have to make her do this now. You know, it's like, she's like, okay, how much do you want? And I'm like, either no, not so much, or yeah, you can do it. Go for it. Like you want it, go for it. So that's super fun to have a horse that has that mentality and that talent to do it too.
You can totally see that when you're riding. What is your goal for this year for the two of you?
Unfortunately, she's for sale.
That's the worst, right? You're like, oh.
I know. But her owner has been super gracious in allowing me to show her as far as I have shown her. I'll just keep developing her, honestly, up the levels until someone says, that's my girl, right? Yeah. I'll treat her as my own until then. So
I love that. That year, is so great. And I mean, yeah. Ashlyn, just a question. Just a question on how do you prepare to ride in a symposium like that? I think, you know, I've been to a few down here in Wellington and, you know, there's a way I think that riders really, because now it's, when I did it, it was different. There wasn't camera phones and there wasn't all those mediums. How do you prepare yourself now to do that?
Honestly, I think it's because maybe we live also in the middle of nowhere a little bit. So I don't have like a lot, I don't focus a lot on like thinking like, oh, somebody's going to videotape me, you know? One thing that I always focus on at home, and this is something Willie's taught me, is that you need to, if you can do anything that they ask you to do, that's your goal. Like, maybe I don't necessarily ride exactly how they were asking me to ride at home, right? But the important thing is that when they ask you to do it, that you can. And so I think just in your training, you need to be able to have your basics covered, that no matter what they ask you to do, whether it's bring the horse a little more collected or let them stretch all the way down to the ground, like, which is one of Odessa's favorite things to do, like, you need to be able to accomplish that. And maybe it's not going to be perfect, but that's why we're there, right? We're there to train, and and then they can help you kind of fix it up. But that's always my goal, is that whenever I go to a clinic or a masterclass, a symposium, whatever it is, I just want to be able to think I can do anything that they'll ask me, right?
Yes.
I think that that's great advice. Right. The other thing, I was surprised to find out that you traveled 6 hours to come to the symposium.
Wow.
Yeah. Del Mar is like the farthest we go typically, other than Chicago when we go to like championships or whatever. But yeah, that one's a pretty long drive, but it was worth it.
I love that. Well, Ashlyn, thank you so much for your time tonight. How can our listeners find you online and follow you and all your horses?
You're so welcome. Thank you so much for having me. You can follow DG Bar Ranch on Instagram or Facebook. You can also follow my Facebook page, Ashlyn DeGroat Dodge, I think it still is. If you want to see some of my private stuff. We're pretty much all together, though. I don't really post too much separate from DG Bar. So DG Bar is probably the best way to go.
I love it. Well, thanks so much for your time tonight, and best of luck. We're going to be watching you.
Thank you so much.
Are you serious about dressage? The all-new Dressage Today Plus membership gets you unlimited access to training videos, expert VIP seminars, and premium articles from top trainers and judges. Learn anytime, anywhere. Dressage Today Plus, where dressage riders train. Join today at dressagetoday.com and use code DT10 to get 10% off of your annual membership.
Well, tonight we are really excited to have Mackenzie Milburn. She is a USDF bronze, silver, and gold medalist. She's a U25 rider, and she was just selected to ride in mini clinics that were on the West Coast, and that's what we're going to talk to her about. Mackenzie, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, we love it. We're so excited to have you on. Again, this is our California show. We're giving lots of love to California. So, Mackenzie, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Perfect. So my name is Mackenzie Milburn. I am a 24-year-old dressage rider. I'm originally from Washington and have moved here about 6 years ago. So I've been running my business here out of Wildflower Farms in Encinitas, California, and have about 10 horses in training and just kind of starting growing my business and starting to compete more. I currently have my Grand Prix horse. I've had him since he was six. I actually got him for free, which is a fun story. So I've been showing him in the U25 Grand Prix. I got him when he was six, so he's doing training level, and I've taken him from juniors all the way up now to the U25. So it's been such a fun experience and opportunity to have such a big blessing. I mean, he's been such an amazing horse for me, and has really helped me grow my career down here.
Oh, that's amazing. And you rode with Dr. Alf and Ava Miller. And who did you ride in the symposium? And tell us about
yes. Him. So I rode a mare named Elipsa. She is owned by my barn owner who owns Wildflower Farms. Her name is also Mackenzie. She's Mackenzie. We like to keep it very confusing. But yeah, so she's a 7-year-old mare. I believe Mackenzie's owned her since she was four. And I've ridden her kind of on and off for the last few years, and just recently kind of started taking her more like into training to help develop her. So we're hoping to maybe do the 7-year-olds this year. She's a really awesome mare. She's super energetic. It was so fun to do the clinic. It's just such a big environment for young horses. So it was so awesome to be able to get her like kind of in that environment and really ride through it and give her a positive experience out there. And Ulf and Ava were just awesome. They gave really helpful insight. And yeah.
What would be your advice that you would give to young riders who have never ridden in a symposium?
Yeah, so it was actually really fun because in the next clinic I did, I got to bring my young rider student with me, and she actually rode with George Williams. So it was so fun to be there and like help support her. I think pretty much they just have to be like so open to like learning different things and just kind of being open to different clinicians and just making sure that they're just trying their best and no one expects perfection, just having fun with it and really just trying to get the most out of every ride. And yeah.
I love that. And you also rode in the USCF USET training series, right?
Yes. Yeah. So that was like under 25 riders. I got to ride with Sabine Schutkeri, which was so great. The whole theme of the week, I think, with every horse I rode, because I had two different horses in the training series, and then I had the young horse and the young rider, or the young horse clinic. So it was a lot of just about connection and just really making sure that you have the horse super through and super soft. And every ride like complemented each other so well. I just was able to learn so much that week, just about really going back to the basics and making sure that the connection is good and that the horses are happy and all that. So it was really a great clinic.
And for the training series, what does that entail? That sounds like a much different clinic.
Yeah, so it was 4 days of riding. I ended up taking two horses because I didn't want my Grand Prix horse to have to go 4 days straight. So we did. Yeah. I had my personal horse, Zero Bronco, who's my Grand Prix horse, and then my client's horse, Marley N.E.K., and I switched them back and forth, and it was riding 4 days. And then in the afternoon after rides were done at around 12, you had classes. And a lot of the classes were, one was just about like horses and different like diseases. I think it was about like Cushing's and stuff like that. And then we also had like media training, and we had workshops with George Williams just about the anatomy of the horse and all this stuff. So it was so like informational. It was just so much different than a regular clinic where you like had the rides, but then you got to talk to your coaches afterwards and just get insight about like all things riding, not just the ride that you had that day, which was very helpful.
No, I love that. And I think that's what's so cool about those series is that it is, like you said, like, for example, you got some media training and you're using it right now.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. It was like, I know. I like, we did that. I was like, I don't know when I'm ever going to need this. And now I need it. It's perfect.
I know. Shockingly, right? Yeah. Right? It's crazy. Yeah. Yeah, it's really awesome. True.
Now, let's say I was a young rider that wanted to apply. How do you find out about the training series and apply?
Yeah. So if you follow, I think the like USEF pages, they post some of the clinics that are upcoming, and then you have to go to your athlete dashboard on USEF, and you can look at different clinics like in your area or stuff that you can apply to, I think is kind of the best way to do it. Sometimes they're a little tricky, so you just have to make sure you're looking for the opportunities because they don't always like pop up. So I definitely have had to get better about making sure that I'm like constantly looking and writing dates down ahead of time to know when applications are due, because just growing up doing this, I've absolutely missed applications and stuff like that when it's not like right in front of you. So you have to make sure you're kind of ahead of it and writing down dates and all that stuff to be able to make sure you get your applications done in time.
Yeah. And I think that's really important. And also the staff at USCF, they're great. Kristen, Brett, everybody on her team, like they're really good. And especially if they know you're interested, they really try to help you and navigate all of it. Cause it is confusing. So
it can be very overwhelming for sure.
Yeah. What is your plan with your horse kind of for the rest of the season?
Yeah. So it's my last season at U25. So I'm hoping to compete him, like kind of go all out this year, just ride in every CDI I can, every show I can, to really get myself out there and hopefully to do the NAYC and the Festival of Champions would be my main goal this year.
That's fantastic. No, I love that. Yeah. So as you come, would you stay in Michigan and Chicago
if you came kind of to NAYC, do you do that as one group?
Yeah, I think they did shorten it too, so it's less time between NAYC and Chicago. So yeah. I would probably plan on staying through NAYC to the Festival of Champions. And I would also, I'm hoping to have my young rider come with me. She's hoping to do juniors this year. So I cool. think it'd be nice if we could both stay and yeah, make it a big trip.
Make it a big trip. Well, yeah. I love it. That is so exciting. Well, thank you so much for your time tonight. It's been so fun getting to know you and just being able to watch you as you develop. We love that. So how can our listeners find you online?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram at MLM Dressage, and I'm also on Facebook just as Mackenzie Milburn.
Fantastic. Well, Mackenzie, thank you so much for your time, and we look forward to keeping in touch with you.
Yeah, well, thank you so much. I really appreciate you guys having me.
And cut. Good job.
Oh, great job.
Well done, friend.
Thank you.
That was awesome for your first time. That was fantastic.
It was super.
No, I really appreciate it. Sorry. I was like so stressed.
No. You got to do it a couple times and then you're like, psh, no big deal. No, you didn't sound stressed though.
I'm glad. Well, yeah, I'm very excited for the upcoming year. So thank you guys for having me and doing this.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much for coming on, my friend, and we'll stay in touch.
Yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
Super. Have a good one.
You too.
Bye.
If you haul horses, you need U.S. Rider. From breakdowns and flat tires to dead batteries and lockouts, U.S. Rider is the nationwide roadside assistance built specifically for horse owners. Join today and travel with confidence. Because when you're hauling horses, peace of mind matters. Visit usrider.org for more information today.
Well, tonight we are so excited to have back Rebecca Rigdon. She has represented the U.S. at the Young Horse World Championships, and she's an amazing person. And in her spare time, she organized a clinic with Dr. Wolf Mueller and Ava Mueller. Rebecca, welcome back to the show.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
We're thrilled. We always love when you stop by. And girl, what gave you this great idea? Because Wolf and Ava are amazing. So what? How did you get this party started?
Well, it all happened. My friend Marie Medosi, it called me up one day and she said, you know, I really think we need to do a symposium. And I said, you know, I've been thinking that exact same thing. And I would love to do it with Ulf and Ava, because I think getting more education out there about young horses in particular is not something that many people do or have done. And they are our Olympians, so to speak, in the young horse world. And I think the U.S. really needs that right now and really needs a better understanding of how to successfully train young horses. So it got started there. And then a little bit, you know, quarter of a way into it, Marie and I are like, oh my gosh, what did we get ourselves into?
This is hard.
Yeah, walk us through what it actually took, because it's a huge undertaking. What you did. And not only that, you both rode in it. I'm going to brag about you. And did a great job.
I don't know if I would brag about me, but it is organizing. The best part about it, I have to say, is that Marie is an exceptional bookkeeper and mathematician, and I mean all of those parts of her brain that do not work in my brain work. And so she took on kind of that role of, she's like, oh, I can just pull out my Excel spreadsheet, and I'm like breaking out in hives.
Perfect.
So she's just saying that, and I'm like, perfect girl, this is you and me in this. And then I'm like, oh, where am I going to put the flowers, and where, you know, what food are we going to have, and like that's where my brain goes. And then thinking and you know, selecting horses and or helping send off the horses for Ulf and Ava to select, and all of that part of it, that side of it was really, really fun. But it really is the hardest part for us is that this time of year is our rainy season. And mm-hmm. I say that somewhat jokingly, but it's serious. We mm-hmm. only have rain 3 or 4 times a year. Mm-hmm. And It happens in January, February, maybe a tiny bit in March. And so, you know, it sounds like, oh, annual rainfall for San Diego, 4 inches, no big deal. But we had to plan on getting the indoor at Show Park because no one is allowed in our area to have indoor arenas. Mm-hmm. So we're all outside. So I had to, getting that piece of it was initially the hardest part. But Youssef and Kristen Brett, they were fantastic. And they had the idea then of kind of, we basically piggybacked off of their young rider training series that they did on the West Coast. And so that worked out brilliantly. And Kim Keenan was the one that kind of initiated that. And so we got the arena the first 2 days, and then they have, you know, George Williams and Gunter Seidel and Sabine Schutt-Carey. Then they went on the rest of the week with all the juniors. And we also thought it was great because then we truly tried to promote that the juniors come and watch.
Yes.
Because they're our future young horse trainers, right? So,
yes.
But that was kind of the hardest piece. But once we got that going, then it was a matter of, to be really, really honest, it was a matter of selling enough tickets that I mean, I am not a wealthy person by any stretch of the imagination. And there's no, you know, initially no sponsors, no nothing, no, you know, so
yes.
Like, they wait sell enough tickets so they can pay for everything.
And they wait to the last minute.
Yes.
To sign up. So anyone.
It is insane. I literally, at one point, I was like, I had a little bit of a mental like breakdown one night with probably a margarita in my hand. I called Marie and I'm like, no, like this, I can't believe people aren't buying tickets left and right already.
Yep.
And yes. She's like, but everyone waits until the last minute. And I'm like, yes. Yeah, but how do you know? How do you prepare for even how many seats and the food and the, you know?
Like, well, and I think that's just is all of us. Like, it's so hard. Like, when this stuff comes up, like, RSVP and tell us, because that is the hardest thing.
Please, please. Sign up early. Yeah, I was worried I actually wasn't going to get in when I signed up because I didn't know about it. And then just scheduling lesson wise. So I tried to get mine in as soon as possible.
Well, I appreciate that. And that was, but that honestly, that was really the hardest part. And I really thought, I mean, our first tickets that we sold were to a group in Wellington, actually. And I thought, okay, we're doing good. Like we're selling this all over the country and this is going to be great. And then I was like, all I hear are crickets. We need to sell our tickets. Oh my God. But it was really, really good. And I really, our horses were super in it. And my U25 rider, Haley, that helps us quite often, you know, she's the one that started my 4-year-old mare that I bred that was in the symposium. And I said, you know, I don't want to be riding more than one horse, please.
Yes.
You know, take this on. And I mean, that just went brilliantly. And then my husband, the day before the symposium, we had kind of a dry run. And I just, my coming 6-year-old Stay Cool that I took to World Breeding Championships last year, I just said, okay, I've got to hand him the reins for a little bit because we're working on the flying change. And he takes the word flying and flying change very seriously.
Yes.
So
like, you're like, whoa.
Here you go. I'm handing him the reins. So it all worked out really brilliantly. And the horses in the symposium were all better the second day, and the reviews have been really outstanding, which I'm really, really, really happy about. And I already feel like, okay, if we did this again, I would do it again. And now I know, you know, what I might do differently. And but Ulf and Ava say they want to come back already. So that's huge.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
That is huge. I just want to say, I want to be the first one to buy the 4-year-old. I know she's not for sale, but if she ever is, she was my favorite besides the 5-year-old that you rode. But maybe you could tell us about the 5-year-old that you rode and your goals.
The 5-year-old that I rode, Dynamic Dancer, he is approved Danish. He was the top Danish stallion. We bought him at 3. I should start with that. We bought him at 3 from Hoogstrand before he went through the approvals.
Ooh, smart.
And he ended up winning the approvals and essentially got 9s across the board and did really, really outstanding. And again, another situation where I think you have to set your ego aside and really think about what's best for the horse. I thought it was best for him to stay in Denmark because we don't have an indoor arena. And I think having a 3-year-old stallion without an indoor arena to help them focus is not smart. So I left him there, and he was briefly with Ulf and then in Germany, and then went to my really good friend Meta over in Denmark, who she actually won the 5-year-olds World Breeding Championships on Proud James. And she did a spectacular job with him. So he was there almost a year, maybe 9 months or so. And then, well, we just got him home, and in quarantine, he had a little foot issue because, you know, they're there so long, no shoeing, no work, no nothing. And so then he finally got to me, and then I couldn't work him. So it's all fine now, but you know, when you can't lunge and you can't do all these things, of course, I pulled the hardcore wife card and was, you know, my husband who can sit a buck or anything. You know, they're fresh, they're young stallions. So he was my human lunge line for a little bit.
And good then, idea. Good idea.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, his stirrup holes are 12 holes longer than mine. Like, what? I have no ego in that sense. But so then I'd been riding it maybe like 4 weeks solid before the symposium. And then going into the symposium, I'm like, all right, buddy. I mean, you know the stallion shows. He knows them very well. But that can be a good thing, and that can be a not so good thing. And he was absolutely super. Like, I know I can trust him now, and always with young horses, you don't know what you don't know until you know. And so now I know, and that's really, I think it's such a great hurdle, and it was such a good environment because it brings on a big environment without that many people there. Mm-hmm. And everyone that was there was really friendly, and it wasn't like anyone was going to, you know, just set me on fire before him being behind the vertical for the first, you know, 10 minutes or something like that. It's a big environment. So it was, that was really, really, really good. But that horse is out. He's off the charts. Outstanding. It's the same owner that owns my horse, MSJ for VIPs, that I took to World Breeding Championships as a 6-year-old and a 7-year-old. Awesome. And so that's, very, 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 very fortunate to have Lauren in my corner and saying, okay, now we have to keep the pipeline going, which, as you know, is really the hard, really the hardest part, I think.
It's so hard, isn't it? That's the expensive really and hard part. Yeah,
it really is. It really is the hard part. And you have to have someone that's just as enthusiastic about the sport and believes in, you know, what you're doing and what your goals are and trying to attain, and is there every step of the way. And she's outstanding. She really is outstanding. So that was really cool. And VIP's breeder, Emma Blundell from Mount St. John, came to the symposium as well. She's a good friend and just, you know, was super excited. I took VIP to school and she was all, she's just got, he has a fan club. That was really, really fun to have her there and you know, hear from the breeder online of Dynamic as well. And that's really, really special when they reach out and they see the videos and they're like, oh, we feel really good about this combination. So that's exciting. So yeah, so we have our homework cut out for us, but you know, this is why I wanted to do it so early in the season as well. So that, you know, by the time we go down center line for the first time, 2 or 3 months from now for the young horse classes, we'll be ready.
Oh, you're going to be totally ready. The
the atmosphere at the symposium was big. I mean, obviously it's not the stallion show, but you did such a super job, and thank you so much for putting on the symposium. I really enjoyed it. I really enjoyed your riding, and the horses were super. So thank you, Rebecca.
Thank you. I appreciate it. And everyone that helped, my goodness.
Definitely, it really becomes a team effort.
I know. Right? I know we say that a lot, that it takes a village, but man,
it is no joke. It takes a village. Well, Rebecca, thank you so much for putting on such a great event and riding, and you're the best, and we're so very thankful for what you're doing for the Young Horse Program in the U.S. It's amazing, and we all have to keep doing it. So how can our listeners find you online, and next time, how can they find the symposium when it happens so we can not have crickets?
Yeah, absolutely. Everything was done through Facebook, just my name, Rebecca Rigdon, or Rigdon and Blake Stables, and then on Instagram, Rigdon and Blake Stables as well, and online, rigdonandblakestables.com. So,
well, thank you so much for your time, and we can't wait to have you on again and hear all about what you're up to. Awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys for having me on. Have a great night.
Well, Megan, that was a great show. I loved highlighting California. I'm so glad you're out there and you're meeting fun new people and doing just great stuff. So it's really fun. And I hope you guys are enjoying our winter journeys. We're shouting out to everyone up north. We want to be sensitive to the fact that another snowstorm just hit. And we're thinking about you guys. But we got a book club book for you, right, Megan?
That's right. I'm so excited. How to Ride the Horse You Thought You Bought by Anne Buchanan. Woo!
I love it. And on March 18th, we have a webinar, right? So March 18th at 8 p.m. Eastern, we have the USDF Book Club webinar with Anne Buchanan. So please join, sign up. We love to see everybody on those.
Bring your questions.
Please. We love questions. It's our best. Well, if you have not yet subscribed, do it now. Just search Dressage Radio Show on your favorite podcast player. You can join the fun and supportive community of the Horse Radio Network auditors on Patreon. You'll get behind-the-scenes insights, special offers, and the opportunity to participate in Horse Radio Network podcasts. Go to patreon.com/Horse Radio Network. The Dressage Radio Facebook page is Dressage Radio Show. My website is Maple Crest Farm KY, and we just redid it, so go visit. And my email is reese@horseradionetwork.com.
And my website is lindenhoff.com, and my email is lindenhoffllc@gmail.com. We'd like to thank our friends and show sponsors, Kentucky Performance Products. And if you'd like to support our show and the Horse Radio Network, you can do that through the auditor program found at horseradionetwork.com. Keep on kicking on until the next show. Talk to you soon.